only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
But good morning, 735. Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid? How you doing, man? What's up, man?
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, dog. Hey.
Samson.
I want to talk to Samson. Anyway, I digress. We got to get to it, folks. It is time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Special Light Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Check them out right here, Southwest Michigan, Special Light. Your topic for today, there's no better feeling than blank.
Ooh.
There's no better feeling than blank. Mine
That's
is super
a tough
simple.
Question. There's so many answers to it.
I did mine this morning. I did mine this morning. Do it lots.
You rub
of,
one up.
I do lots
rub
of. No, nothing better than popping one off in the morning. No, no.
Rub one up.
I do that afterwards. No, especially on cold days. Summertime, I don't do it as much. But the best feeling in the world is taking that warm towel out of the dryer and just putting it on. Oh my God, that is the greatest feeling in the world. Seriously, I love having a warm towel. I will throw one in for 15, 20 minutes. You go down there, you grab that thing, you put the, oh, my God, it's the greatest feeling.
I'm going to give you a little tip here. You go, so they got all different kinds of robes. You got to get the robe that's like a towel. Now you have a huge towel that covers your whole body. Throw that thing in the dryer. I'm telling you,
bingo, bingo, bongo. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Yeah. Do they make heated robes? I feel like that should be a thing.
Oh,
dude, I have been coming up
with a million-dollar idea right here on the Plan B Morning Show.
Patent pending. This is a verbal binding contract. No one can take it. Heated robes. I'm sure there is.
Dude, that's a good idea. I know the guy, like, heated jackets. Like, you can charge, you know, through USB, and then you go out and click your jacket on.
All right. They have a heated wearable, like, you know, the snuggy thing. Heated Sherpa-lined robe. Damn it! All right. Well.
It's not the same, though. A Sherpa's more like a blanket.
Yeah, that's true. Is it?
I mean, kind of. They're putting armholes in them, so I guess they're kind of like a...
Well, you know what? I'm really not seeing like a robe. I'm seeing, you know, yeah. Verbal binding contract. Brock thought of it. It's mine.
How Brock thought? He was trying to build his heated robe and just went up in flames.
He put hot wires through cloth. I don't know what he was thinking. Anyway, that's
mine. That's a terrible idea. Let me out.
It's terrible. You know, I got one too, man. I did it over the weekend, and I think it was Saturday. We spent like 3 hours, probably 3 hours. We're not messy people, but there just needed to be some like fine cleaning around the house.
So
you just kind of went around and just made everything the way we wanted it. You know what I'm saying? And then you sit down after those 3 hours, and you have your cocktail, and you're like, you're just kind of looking around. You're like, dude, this is nice. This is how it should be all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Anything clean, whether you clean out your car, you clean your house, whatever. When you clean something out or get something organized, that is.
It just feels good, you know?
No better feeling. It's not as fun as a flaming robe, but, you know, still pretty good. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. We want to hear your answers. We got some great answers on Facebook. We want to hear from you. There's no better feeling than blank. We'll be back with yours and more. Stick around.
On Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
All righty, here we go. Good morning. The Ricks. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Special Light Indicator and Benton Township. There's no better feeling than blank.
Oh, man, there's so many out there.
There's no better feeling than blank. Brian said changing the channel after Brooke has started talking about his Packers. Well, that's what happens when I have the microphone. So there you go.
Sweet. Deal with it.
Lloyd said that first crack of the throttle on a nice packed trail after fresh snow fell and your first time you put your sled on the snow. I like that. You do that with dirt bikes, too. You know, the no better feeling than the first cast of the fishing season.
Anything that you kind of have to pack up for a few seasons and then bust back out, you know?
Yeah. It always feels.
I'd say that with golf. It's just like, you know, when you don't get it in Florida, but you got to pack the clubs up for the winter and then you got that first nice spring day.
And you shank it on the first shot. God, why? Why do I do this? This is ridiculous.
I hate my life.
Let's see. Rebecca said, there's no better feeling than sand between my toes at the beach. Oh, yeah. That feels
good.
It's
a good feeling.
That feels nice.
I feel like everybody does it right in the beginning, though. And then, like, midsummer, like, nobody's at the beach.
Yeah. I like doing it in the winter. There's no one on the beach right now. It's perfect.
Right. It's perfect. It's beautiful out there.
Let's see. George said, there's no better feeling than quitting my crappy job.
Yeah. I
quit.
I don't know.
I quit, bitch. I'm out of here. Maybe.
That would suck, though, being at a job that you're not happy with.
Yeah. And quit it. Let it go. That's got to feel good. Feel real good. Let's see. There's no better feeling than blank. Diane said, taking off your bra after getting home from work. Hot. That's hot. Let the girls
I
out.
Hear that a lot with the, yeah. with the old ladies. They say there's something about that bra that just... Get a better bra then, right?
I just don't wear a bra. Come on, now. Let the girls hang out.
No,
I
don't do that. Don't listen to Brock.
Let them swing. Let them swing. Swing low, sweet chariot.
No, bras are just some... They make them look better.
No, it's all lies. It's all lies. It's all lies, though, you know? I'm telling you. Ladies, like if you want to have the best feeling all the time, just don't wear your bra. Just let them
If you want people talking about you behind your back, don't wear a bra.
Don't wear a bra. Just do it. Oh, my God. Becky's not wearing
Jennifer,
a bra.
That Jennifer, she never wears the bra.
She knows what she's doing. She knows what she's doing. Jason said that morning bowel movement right on schedule. Amen. Amen to that. You get that one. Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
I call that
changes your day.
Yeah. I call that the old AM BAM, the old AM BM. That's what it is. So feels real good. Our buddy John Jay said a perfectly struck wedge. No better feeling.
Yeah, you know what, John? He's not wrong. Yeah. That buttery feeling.
When you do that perfect practice swing, you're like, oh, this is going to be nice. And then that sound, too, that
whoosh. Yeah.
Oh, man. Amen. Let's see.
I'm bored with that one.
Let's see. Gotti said, no better feeling than getting off work. I'm going to take it one step further because during the week, okay, getting off work, it feels good. You're like, oh, nice day is done. Getting off work on Friday before a three-day week.
There you go.
There is no better feeling. No better feeling. Friday before a three-day weekend or maybe before your vacation, getting off work. That feels great. Yeah.
I think the key to that, I don't know much about it because I enjoy our work, what we do, but just don't think about it, you know, while you're working.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking at the clock all the time. Like, just if you don't look at it, it goes by faster, I think.
Do you want better? Just drink at work. It's fine.
Get that
mixer going. You'll be fine. We'll end with Bills. There's no better feeling than blank. Bill said, when you pick up that heavyset girl at closing time, and when she tells you later on she's pregnant, and then she tells you a few days later it's false alarm, I started my period.
Oh.
That was a roller coaster of emotions, Bill.
Oh, man, my stomach. Ooh. Did that happen to him over the weekend?
Highs and lows on that. Good Lord, man.
Jeez.
Apparently.
They can make a movie about that.
Bill, did you have a rough couple past weeks there, buddy? That's what I want to know.
Need to talk?
Oh, thank God. Thank God she had her period. You know a chick is hot is when you don't care if you accidentally knock her up. That's always been my gauge. On whether or not I was going to wear a condom is if she was hot enough that if I knocked her up, my friends wouldn't judge me. That's the gauge right there.
This is a lot like the movie Knocked Up, if you really think about it.
So, ladies, if I ever didn't wear a rubber with you, that means you were attractive enough that I didn't mind if I knocked you up. No better feeling. All right, there you go. We're going to be back with more. Stick around.